One of the guys that's growing with the offense is our guest tonight, and that is center Luke Boyko. Luke, welcome, and thanks for being here. I know being in the locker room yesterday after the game, there was a lot of soul-searching going on in there, and I'm sure there still was at practice today.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you look back on it and you know what you're capable of and you don't perform up to that level. It's definitely a look-in-the-mirror kind of thing, and you ask questions of, you know, why is this happening, but, you know, just focus on finding solutions and trying to, you know, fix it.
But, yeah, I think the one thing, though, that your class and last year's draft class can take pride in is that you are the building blocks. I mean, you guys have to own it because, I mean, the future is you.
Right, yeah, and that's the big thing is a lot of people make the, you know, assumption that, oh, they're young, they're growing, and they're just trying to learn. Well, we have a very high expectation of ourselves, and we understand that, you know, we're professionals at the end of the day, and, you know, we're 10, 11 games in the season now. We're expected to perform at a certain level, and it doesn't matter if you're first year, second year. We want to get this thing going, and we want it to be a sustainable, you know, over a few years.
You can take a look at some of the positive plays from yesterday, and we start with our top plays. And, Jeff, Marquise Lee hasn't had much of a chance to perform this year, but he did get a chance with Allen Robinson being out. And the catch that he made that went for 37 yards down to the one-yard line showed some of his potential.
Well, and it was outstanding because he caught it on a quick slant route, and then he was able to utilize his speed and get down the field. But Vontae Davis also has speed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a young player in this situation here, you would like to have seen Marquise maybe give a stiff arm back behind him because all he had to go was one more yard.
One more yard, and the Jaguars then had four downs that did not convert. But nice read, good throw, and a good cut there by Marquise Lee to get down to the one-yard line, as I mentioned, showed some of the potential that he has. Chris Smith is a guy who loves to get after the quarterback and did that yesterday with some abandon, particularly in the first quarter.
Well, Chris Smith needs to buy Chris Clemens a beer, Luke, because Clemens gets the pressure, flushes Andrew Luck out to his left, and he practically runs right into Chris.
Yeah, it's fun to watch those guys work together, but that's how defensive line is sometimes.
And the one thing about Chris Smith I think is surprising is his speed. He really has very solid speed for a guy his size.
Well, he's got speed, and he's getting some snaps when they get to that lightning package. He's probably more of a true 4-3 left defensive end, not so much a Leo, but he's found a nice little niche, and he's contributing. Sack and a half on the season.
You mentioned Chris Clemens, certainly one of the top veteran guys on the team, came over from Seattle and just dominated the first quarter.
Well, we were actually...
That's our Baptist game-changing moment.
We were actually saying during the game, Luke, okay, so you had the first quarter, you end up with three sacks, so you expect to get 12 in the game, right?
That's how it works.
I mean, that's proper math. I mean, what a great game by Chris Clemens, a guy who is a veteran guy, certainly somebody that, you know, his team is counting on to produce, and he did just that. And the impressive thing about him was that when he came in and got those sacks, he was getting the ball out and giving the ball back to the offense.
And that's what you always preached as a player and have since, that if you get your hands on the quarterback and he's got the ball, you're trying to get that ball out.
Well, and Lawrence Taylor was probably one of the greatest at it.
Clyde Simmons
was another guy that was outstanding at it. And Clemens has a great awareness. And that play right there where he takes down Andrew Luck, when he jumped into the air and he comes down to the ground, you know, you've seen Andrew Luck play a couple times now. I think the one thing that's most impressive about Andrew Luck, he's built like a linebacker. And for Chris Clemens to be able to bring him down with one grasp of the arms, I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it showed a lot of, I guess, his veteran savvy. But you see him making plays all week in practice, all season, and, you know, it doesn't surprise you very much.
Luke, is it exciting for an offense when the defense plays like that, turns the ball over, gives you a short field, even though you weren't able to kind of convert yesterday? But, I mean, can you feel yourself get pumped up? Oh, man, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, those short field sudden change situations, those are what you look forward to. And it's special teams or defense, whatever it may be. You're excited to get out there and, you know, score points. And that's something that, you know, should be expected. It should be an expectation on ourselves.
Well, five sacks of Andrew Luck in the game, which I think what's even more impressive about that number, he was only sacked 15 times in all the previous games that he's played this year. And you guys got some great field position out of this. And I think at one point you guys had the ball on the plus 46, and then you have a turnover by Blake Bortles. Another instance, you have the ball on the 12-yard line, and you're able to generate a field goal. But obviously when you get the ball at 12, you'd like to get a touchdown. Did you guys talk about that amongst yourselves on the sidelines? Hey, look, guys, we got to do better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. When your defensive line and defense is playing that well, especially against the offensive line that we get to watch a lot and they play good football, you got to be able to make, you know, those opportunities count. And 3 points is good, but we need about 7, 10, 17 points there as opposed to just three out of those three possessions.
So when it doesn't happen and everybody looks to a young team to see how they're going to react when you don't get the success that you're looking for, do you go to the sidelines and say, here's what went wrong, here's how we can fix it?
I mean, over the course of the game, it's tough to say, it's not going to happen the next time because you haven't done it yet. So we're just keeping our nose to the grindstone and trying to, make sure that those things get executed, those little things. When you look back on it and you realize that there's those three possessions that we weren't able to capitalize on, obviously, it's like, what happened? But when you're in it, when you're in the moment, you're just trying to fix it and, make it right the next time.
Right. Mondays are called Tell the Truth Mondays, right? Gus Bradley's termed that Tell the Truth Mondays. What was the truth today?
The truth is, we are what our record says, unfortunately, and we believe that we're better than what our record says, but we need to go out there and prove it these last 5 weeks that we are. We need to show the talent that we have, and make people understand that this last 11 weeks isn't what we're capable of, and play to our ability and play our best football.